Kong's Cano Rooms.
Today we have a different episode. It's Caesar from Toxic Baits. This is episode number one of the PCS show. It's a little short. The intro is my son Axton. Uncle Bing Bong kind of came from him. If you guys know Viking Heads, the colors, everything, we talk about Uncle Bing Bong. Caesar kept going, Bing Bong. So every time he'd come over and stay the night, Axton would go, Uncle Bing Bong. So I figured, why wouldn't it be? It'd be good enough to have him say Uncle Bing Bong's Can of Worms in the beginning. So it's kind of, it's something new. It's cool. Caesar's doing some cool, you know, media. And I figured, why not put it on the podcast if he was up to it? And I'm like, hey, it's something new and cool. And I'm always up to something new and cool. So having him and a little input from someone in NorCal, it's almost like Cast and Crank North. And I have all the guys up there, Danny, Caesar, everyone. So what we're going to do is he'll release him on YouTube, but he's also going to give me the audio tracks, and I'm going to release him on the audio version on Cast and Crank so you guys can listen to him here. Some of us, I know I used to listen to podcasts all the time when I was working out in the field, when I'd be a tech. I listened to headphones, so I'd like to listen to the podcast in my headphones instead of YouTube. That's just me. So the original reason I started this podcast is for that reason. So it's cool to have something else to give to you guys that's a little different, and it's a different voice. You know, like you guys, I'm sure, are tired of hearing me run my fucking mouth, so something new. And thank you, Caesar, for being up to doing this with me. You guys are going to hear some cool episodes. I'm sure Danny, Jack, Tommy, pretty much it's like having all your buddies from SoCal, everyone that I hang out with in NorCal. So they're all buddies. You're going to hear from all of them up there. You might hear him do episodes that I wanted to do that I couldn't do that he's going to do for me. So it'd be really cool. It's going to be really cool. I'm super stoked on this. And it's something new. I love doing something new. Viking Heads, check out Viking Heads, Viking Head Bait Co. on Instagram, vikingheads.com. Restock is happening right now in the next like week because I have to make everything new. It's been, the PCS was amazing. Thank you to everyone. It was really good for all of us. So I want to say thank you for that. Podcast, this will be the first podcast this week. The second one's going to be Jack Soul. We redid him with Mark Higashi. He has a cool story. We kind of talked about a lot of the same things, but we talked about some new things I didn't know about him. And Mark kind of pulled it out of him, and it was great. A lot of people throw around the term OG Calico guys. I'm going to say this is the OG Calico guy. So look out for that one on Thursday. I'll put it up. I think Caesar's going to come down and do some cool stuff in the next 2 weeks. I think the end of the month. We'll be filming and maybe doing some tackle shop stuff. I think maybe Fishing Alliance. I'm not sure. And we have a show coming up in May. I'll be running ads on that next week. I got to get the ad read for them. We'll be in Ventura. We'll be with Eric's Tackle, Bass Tricks, Cisco's. We'll all be up there with everyone. We're going to hang out for the weekend. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and Wack and the Viking will be working the booth on Friday since I have a new job and I can't do it. So yeah, I appreciate you guys, everyone that's listening, hanging out, the Patreon. I still got to do that. I have the prizes to give away as well. They're just sitting in the garage. I got to do it. It's been so busy for me. And, it's a little bit of an intro, longer intro for me because you're not going to hear it from me on this podcast at all. It's all from Caesar. So, which is really cool. But that's been about it. Congratulations to all SBS guys, man. I'm so stoked for Scotty, Mike, Shannon, Josh, Anthony, Connor. Like, it's cool to see all the Calico guys, you know, really do a big thing. And first, second, third, all Calico guys. So that's something I'm very into. These guys are the OGs. They've been doing it for a long time. They've been killing it. So congratulations to all of them as well. Check out Caesar's stuff. He's got a lot of cool stuff. I'm sure he's going to talk about it on the podcast, but he's got his new baits coming out. The Corcus from iRod. That's another one you're going to hear add on this anyway about iRod. And we're going to have some stuff from Bailey coming as well. He's going to be doing his own ad as well for iRod. And that's about it, guys. So please give us a 5-star review if you like the podcast. Check out Thursday's episodes. I'm trying to get back on it. It's going to be great with Caesar doing these episodes. to fill in a little bit because I'm very busy with a new job. And I appreciate all the support, guys. Hope you like this one. Thanks.
Oh, hey. Shit, look at Danny getting all mad. Hey. He said human.
One, two, three. This is for me to link up the audio. I do this. This is how I get it linked up right here with a little one, two, three count. One, two, three.
Let's go.
All right. We're ready to go. Let me adjust my little mic stand here. Let me adjust my little mic stand. The video is secondary. This is for Nick's shit. We're trying to do this right here. So
check, check.
Oh, damn. Voice disguise.
Fucking chopped that. And screwed.
We don't want that. Chopped and screwed.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Motherfucking Bing Bong. With my boy John right here. What's good? What's good? What's good? We got the PCS show. I'm an idiot. All right, we're going to stop that. We just did an impromptu. We're sitting here at the Airbnb. And we're going to do a little interview with John. Rich, Danny, before the PCS show, we got the PCS show. We got 300 block locked down. We got three booths in a row with Viking Head, with Nick. John and Rich with Stay Bent. Me and Danny with Toxic and Blanked in the middle. And then, you know, we got Optimum Baits across the way, Cool Baits across the way. Fred Clinshaw's in the, you know, in the hood. So you're not going to hear this till after. But we're going to do... We plan on recording this. We're going to talk about some stuff. And then when we're done with the show, we'll have to do some audio. I don't know how we'll squeeze it in. Maybe I'll bring this to the show and we'll just do it at the end of the, you know, like where we're cleaning up. Just do some audio or something. We'll figure it out. We'll make it work. So anyways, if you guys don't know, it's my boy John right here.
Yo, Stay yo. Bent. What up?
He's got a booth. I think this is you guys' first big show, right? Like in a trade show style.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah, yep. Our first big trade show like this, yeah.
So what do you think about it? Are you excited, anxious? Like, you know, you have this brand. I'm sure you guys know, like, I love Stay Bent. I always love this fool's art and everything they do and stuff for the community and shit. Me and John are really good friends. I'm glad to see him do this show, but it's always something new when you have to show up and have a booth and, like, 4 days. This is a big show. This is 4 days till seven every day. It's a grind. So, but it's awesome to get to see everybody. And it's not just like a freshwater show. There's saltwater people, which for freshwater guys, a lot of times, like for me, for swim baits, it was like almost a culture shock. But John's from down here and you know, he does saltwater angling also. So, yeah. So what do you think?
So fuck, from the time that we got like the opportunity to do it till now, it's been a roller coaster is like an understatement, you know. And I think everything involved, you know what I mean, as like a small company, you know, trying to level up, it's stressful, it's exciting, it's fun, it's all those kind of emotions all in one. But at the end of the day, we're here, and you know, I'm stoked, you know what I mean. We got what, like 2 hours before we head over and get set up, and it's gonna be fucking dope. I'm excited.
Tight. Yeah, you guys got the little brick work. We got the little jungle scene. Man, we might have to just do like next year where we just all get a fucking fat block and just do brick on the whole back, like an alleyway or something. Like, I think fucking one big background, you know what I'm saying?
I think if we had one coordinated theme, I think that would be super sick.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get with this. Yeah, so we're gonna up our game, just so you know. We're gonna fucking keep killing it here. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited too. I've done big shows with Nick or whatever, and I, you know, travel around, been part of other companies doing like Bassmaster Classic and stuff, and I fucking love this shit. I love doing shows. I love, just seeing everybody and being part of like the fishing culture, and that's why I love Stay Bent too, because John's always about that culture shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think to me, why this show is also important is not just like from the business aspect, but also like a way that like my pops and I would bond since I was younger was going to these kind of shows, whether it was Fred Hall, it was PCS, it didn't matter. Like, we would go check out the show for a couple of days or whatever. And then now to be on the other side of it and be a vendor and, you know, be able to grow the business and like where we're at, like to me, that's like also like really like meaningful to me. So I'm like, oh shit, like we're here now. Like we did it. You know what I mean? So it's like we did a bunch of pop-ups and now we're kind of like moving on to this. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel it too, because like, if you guys don't know, this is my ABS release, so I've been making a bunch of fucking resin baits forever, and then now I'm popping off and I'm going to have these production baits, and I want to keep moving in that direction. So it's kind of new for me too, because it's, you know, $65, $75 price point is half price of normal, so I really want to see what kind of impact that has on new customers or people trying to get into the swim bait scene. So, oh yeah, we're just going to bust it in here. Shout out to Happy Fruit, the only person that said they would sponsor my shit. if you don't, you know, if you don't know, or if you need, you know, you go fishing anything, if you take edibles, weed edibles or whatever, great brand, super high quality stuff. If you don't and you're taking medicine right now, you're taking pharmaceuticals, maybe look into the option. They have THC, you know, there's options with THC that you don't get high. And it'll still, you'll still get the pain relieving effects if you don't want to do that. So always a good thing. Happy Fruit, shout out to Happy Fruit. You know, anybody that supports us, we support them. So anyways, back to it. I don't know. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think of something. Like, we don't have to do a long thing. I just thought it would be cool to capture all of our opinions before the show starts and then see if they change till after. Because, you know, you're excited. Like, I remember I was excited first show. I'm going to bust this out. But I mean, I'm sure you're like me. Like, I got my booth done. It was cool. It hasn't even started yet. And I'm already like, all right, what am I going to do next time for my booth? So I'm interested to hear what John and Rich have to say after, like, say this show. Because you're like, oh, I want to do the show. But as soon as you do it, you're usually like, that was dope, but I'm going to get better or whatever. Or it's just awesome and you just love being there. So.
I think with everything that like we do, there's always like room for improvement. So you kind of do that after, like, hey, what could we have done better? Like, for us getting in on the show was like pretty last minute, you know what I mean? In comparison to all these other companies. So crunch time was real, you know what I mean? I still work a regular job. So it's like leading up to all that, everything has been like boom, 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 you know, just get it done. And so, yeah, like next year it's like, okay, hey, like we have months, or we have after the show to start preparing for the next one, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, and what could we do better? How can we make our booth look better? Like, it's like,
and the budget too, right? Because like, if you guys kind of know, I'm sure, but it's expensive just to get the booth. Then we're in an Airbnb bar.
Come yeah, buy our shit.
Yeah, I'm broke. Yeah, so like we're in an Airbnb right now. That's thousands, you know, the show's thousands. The booth costs money, the time costs money. So yeah, like it's a big undertaking to be here. So I know that
I gotta pay to park at the Airbnb.
Bro, and he was already bitching about parking at the show. Now he's gotta park here. So all right, word. I'm gonna hit pause and then we're gonna have Rich sit in here. All right, we're back. We got Rich sitting here.
What up?
Me and Rich met last year officially or whatever. But he's part of Stay Bent. Hip hop head and shit. So that's super fire. How do you feel about this show?
It's exciting, man. First time here. Me and John checked it out last year. We were cruising around, checking out the booths and stuff and just kind of getting some ideas. And I mean, super excited to be part of this event. And it being that it's our first big event, I think it's going to be dope, man. I'm excited.
And you like to create a lot of content, right? Like videos and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there's definitely going to be an opportunity for us to, you know, capitalize on that as well. And just kind of get the brand out there, you know, for it being our first year, you know, from the flyers that we created, and just like the visuals that we got, just try to pump that out and just try to bring people in and, you know, just kind of take it all in.
Take it all in,
you know, like I said, it's our first year, my first year doing this. So it's like, yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. John hit me with the flyer idea. I thought that was a great idea, especially fucking, you know, to try to draw people over to the booth. I don't know. I mean, I grew up down here in the 90s when I was a teenager and flyer parties were the deal. You know what I'm saying? So when John was like, we should hit flyers, I'm like, yep. Flyers. We should do flyers. So that was really cool. And I love this shit so much. It's like even better because, you know, people have booths, but Nick, John, we're like, yeah, we're going to be right in a row. And I was like, that's even fresher, bro. We could just have the whole block. Like, you get to hang out with other brands, your boys, and like represent. Like, that's that's like the true meaning of community to me, you know, and like that's what fishing has done for me at least. And I think the fishing community is bonded, has a strong bond just through the fishing, like straight up. Like you could like all these sports, all this different stuff. Like sports fans will disagree, you know, because they like an opposing team. But when you're like, I fish, you're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I mean, some people might be like, oh, you fish for trout. But in the essence, when you get past that, you'll still be able to talk about fish behavior or, you know, how they move or, you know, they're spawning, you know. So anyways, I really enjoy the community. So I'm really glad that we're all able to be together. Because even when you're at the same show, if you're not next to each other, you don't get to see each other. This shit is work. This shit is not like, oh, it's work and it's arduous and my back's hurting. But at the end of the week, your feet and your back and your legs hurt and your voice is gone. I told Danny, I was like, yo, I get sick after every one of these, bro. Like, just because your voice is fucking fucked up and, you know, you meet a gazillion people and you meet that one guy. It's like, oh, it's nice to meet you, bro. And they get really close and shit. They're like, oh, and you appreciate it because they're like supported your brand, but they're just like all sweaty palmed and shit. And just like, yeah, man, they just like stand around the booth. And
giving you that awkward look.
Yeah. And you're like, does this guy have COVID? Or something else, you know, that I might attain from him. So anyways, yeah, I'm like excited. I'm excited for you guys, especially, you know, to butt us out there. Because like I said, I love Statement. You guys should have a foothold hard. All your shit's hard. Like I fucking, John's like my favorite designer. So
That's dope. That's dope, man. Yeah, no, it should be good, man. Like you said, we're holding down the 300 block, so it's going to be a block party all weekend long.
Yeah, and then we got Dimension coming right. I don't know much details. Is he supposed to stop by and do, like, a performance? Or like, enlighten us on that at, like, 2 o'clock or whatever on Saturday.
So me and Dimension were talking. He had hit me, and he's like, hey, man, I'm going to be down there coming back on Friday. And he's like, you want to do, like, a guerrilla-style, like, fucking just backyard party boogie type shit where I'm going to just jump on the mic and start spitting? And I was like, dude, let me just run it by the guys. I said, you know, I'll pull up, you know, I'll bring all the stuff that we need and we'll just do it. You know, guerrilla style, fucking just plug in the mic and just do it.
Yeah, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm like, and I think it ties in with everything that we do, right? Like we're just out there just doing shit. Like not asking anybody for shit and just doing it. So I was like, you know what? This just perfectly aligns with what we got going on. So let's just fucking do it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's dope. That's dope. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward just to like everybody just like having like a happy vibe and doing their thing. Cause like, that's what's you know, amazing is like, this is just what my life is. It's just hip hop, fishing, eating some food. This dude, Jason, we're in Costa Mesa, hit me up on Instagram, was like, yo, pull up Folks Pizzeria. It's in this place called Camp or something in Costa Mesa. If you are listening to this and you're from here, you need to frequent this establishment. He like helped us out. We got a huge spread from this man and just everything. If you're on my Instagram, you might've seen it, but it was like everything from arancinis, 3-4 different kinds of pizzas. I don't even remember all kinds of stuff, like amazing, amazing food, not just like a pizza joint. He off the hook. So, you know, and that's part of the community. Like we came here and like that fool's just an angler. And, you know, he said he wanted to just show some love, which is crazy. We're going to have to go back and hook this guy up with something. But yeah, man, I forgot why I went off on that tangent, but I wanted to give that place a shout out because it was so good. Like we ate heavy last night and it was all because of the fishing community. So online. So there's still some people that believe that like the online stuff is toxic for the community, but it's not, man. You just have to put out positivity. Stay Bent, Rich and John are always putting out positivity from what I've seen. So
keeping it positive, man.
Yeah, so yeah. All right, let's get Danny in here. Guess who's back? Danny's back.
Back again.
Oh!
That's my theme song. That's my theme song.
Oh, so this is my guy, Danny, right here. We're here, Toxic and Blanked, 330 booth. When Nick hit me up, was like, yo, we got to get this booth again. He wants to know if you have it. I was like, yeah. So I hit up Danny. I'm like, let's split the booth. I think next year we're going to double up, right? We're going to get two booths next year. It's expensive, you know, but it was real fun. He let me go crazy on the booth, Tarzan style. Hey, that's the vibe this weekend over there, bro. We're fucking like
the only thing we're missing is a rhino's ass for Ace Ventura to stick his head out of, dude. I think that's the only thing that would set it off.
Fucking rhino pill at the gas station.
Oh fuck.
So are you excited to sell not that much stuff? I'm taking the whole booth basically. I was like, come with me with the blanked, and then we just brought some like hats and some shirts with blanked, right? And like some missile baits.
Yeah, it's always a good experience to come to these shows. Like I think it's a learning experience every time you go. Like you realize what sells at these type of events, what doesn't sell as well, and then you still fucking forget that information by the time it comes to the next event. You still bring too much of the same shit. But yeah, I'm excited. It's cool to see everybody.
Yeah, that's the best to me.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I'm not excited about getting coughed in my face and the possible spread of monkeypox or whatever the fuck it is that's still going around.
Danny had to listen to me scream because we fucking forgot everything.
Oh my God.
Like next, we got to get a trailer or something because it's coming to the point to like, we're like growing beyond our
bridges. We forgot this
here,
too.
That we have to up our whole game, I guess. Yeah. Like for the whole, you know,
traveling's always a cluster.
No more reach arounds. We need the full frontal, you know, we need the whole deal.
The full service.
The full Monty.
The full service.
So yeah. Yeah. We're going to break this fucking ABS. I got a fucking seminar. They asked me to do a seminar with Oliver and Adam Cargill. Cool. On trophy bass. Like I catch some decent ones, you know, from the Delta here and there, which was really cool. They asked me for permission after they put me on the flyer. But I like that because they're just like, yeah, stick them on there. Because I show up. You know, that's what I'm good at is showing up. And I think that's why I like doing these shows because you have to be there, you know. Like if you want to get the bell of the ball, you got to go. You got to be at the ball, you know. You got to show up even if you show up solo. You know, just put on your best little outfit, your tuxedo or whatever you want to rock. I'd probably still show up in a hoodie and some, you know, some dope kicks or something. But
toxic cardigan or something.
Toxic cardigan. Yeah, over my hoodie.
But hey, I learned
but
something.
Yeah, like you got to show up, man. You got to show up if you want to participate or get a prize, even if, you know, if you want a participation trophy, you still got to play the game. So I really love doing this. I really think it's a huge part of Toxic and my brand because I get to reach out and it's even more fun when you do it with your friends. So when me and Danny do it, it's fucking super ill. We get a travel partner, you know, like I don't have to bomb down by myself.
Laughing the whole fucking trip.
Yeah. So it's always good. So I don't know. We've done some shows. So I don't think Danny, like, do you have anything you want to talk about like before the show? Cause we're still good. Danny's going to be on this easily. I'm going to have to like fucking cobble John together and Rich after the show to see if I can get the audio because after the show, we're going to be beat, bro. It's fuck, you know, if you guys don't know, today is 12 to 7, tomorrow 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. Those are full work days.
Yep.
With no lunch. There's no lunch for us, you know? Luckily, our homie Whack brings us food and shit, but, you know, it's a grind. I mean, it really is.
I did learn something. I learned something today.
Hmm.
Pollo asado is not chicken beef. I mean, if you can, if my whole mentality in life is if I can go to bed that night and feel like I learned something, I feel like it was a good day.
It's not chicken beef.
It's not chicken beef.
It's not turkey bacon.
Pollo asado is not chicken beef. It's a long ways from avocado toast.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's a little spicier than what I like because ketchup's about my heat level that I like to fucking pass.
Yeah, he rubs it on his low nipples.
Mustard's a little too spicy for me too. You know what I'm saying? So
it's got a bite.
So no chicken beef.
Shout out to the people that had the Airbnb before us. They left a 36-pack of Bud Light in the
We're
bottom
sponsored
of the thing.
By Bud Light this week.
Yeah.
Fuck it's, you, it's Coors
right,
Light
it's
people.
Right, it's right over there. I don't drink, so.
I don't either.
It's just there. But, you know, they left it, so Airbnb boys.
I thought it was a 24-pack of Alani's. I was fucking psyched, and then I realized it was Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we didn't even need to go get a 24-pack of water. We had a blue box of fucking water right there with a hint of beer. That's like the sparkling water version of beer. It's got the hint of beer appetizer to it.
It's got the hint of alcoholism in there. It's got a little hint of beating your wife.
Oh, God.
I'm just joking.
Everybody knows.
So yeah, Stay Bent. I love this aesthetic. Bing Bong. I got this pizza. I actually did the pizza box years ago, but they executed it better because they got the product to go inside. I did the three flowers logo that I ran one time, but they did a great job with it. I have this on my shelf in my living room because I think it's such a cool item. And actually, I have this shirt on right now under this crew neck. So, yeah, man, I really like to give love to John. If you guys listen to this and you don't know about Stay Bent, really watch their stuff because it's rooted in the community and is rooted in just like, I hate saying this lately. I say good energy a lot now. Like I'm a, you know, like I have patchouli oil dabbed on my neck.
Well, you did bring a bag of crystals, so don't let that fly over the handle. You got a fresh bag of crystals on the drive down. You got it from Jolly B or some shit. I don't know where the fuck it came from, but
don't worry about that. I'm moving that.
Okay, all right. Oh, it's crystal meth. This whole time I thought it was crystal.
You guys thought I sold baits.
Oh shit.
You guys thought it was the bait business. Oh, yeah, right. I would actually have money if I sold drugs.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's probably why we forgot so much. Yeah.
If I had that drug, I would have remembered everything and we would have packed that shit up properly.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, word up. We're at 22 minutes. This is just an idea. Hopefully you guys like listening to this. I might not even put the video up. This might just be audio only for Nick. And if I have to call John and figure out a way to call in, I'm not opposed to that. I'm going to make sure this episode goes over well. We're going to have some other episodes here, hopefully throughout the night, even though we're having long days, I'm going to use Christian meth, Christian crank to stay up.
I don't know what that is, but I'm interested.
You can just Bing Bong it. It's called Alani.
Is it on DoorDash?
Yeah, it's all over the world.
I'm getting Christian meth.
Yeah, yeah. I used to date a girl named Alani.
I thought you were going to say you dated a girl named Christian meth. I was going to say.
I probably did.
That sounds like a pretty crazy
That name. Wasn't a date.
That sounds like a red flag.
I didn't call her again. Maybe I did. I definitely called her again. Okay, so we're getting out of here.
No I'm COVID. No COVID.
No
if you
whammy,
have COVID,
no whammy.
Stay the fuck home.
No whammy, no whammy,
God
no whammy.
Damn it.
All right. I don't care. You can come breathe in my face.
No monkeypox.
You can come breathe in my face with your COVID, I guess. What the fuck?